Good evening and welcome to the BBS Talk Radio Show for a Beautiful You, where we will celebrate the success of men and women presented to you by the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Pageant. Now here's your host, Our Lady Di.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing tonight? This is the BBS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You. And tonight we're going to be talking some pageantry. Yes, everybody I know loves pageants that I'm associated with because I'm the director of the Miss and Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Pageant. And we have with us today some very special ladies who is going to talk pageantry with me. We have our Miss Georgia, U.S. Beauty's Christy. And we have our National Pageant, U.S. Beauty's Head Chaperone for July's Nationals, and Pageant Mom, Michelle Winslow. And she's going to give you her thoughts and ideas of pageants and what she thinks about them. How are you doing, ladies?
We're fine, thank you. Good.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the BBS Talk Radio. We're going to have a wonderful evening together because the three of us have one thing in common, and that's that we love pageants. And so we're going to talk about that. Starting with Miss Georgia, U.S. Beauties, Christy, tell us a little bit about yourself, Christy.
Okay, great. Well, good evening, ladies, and thank you, Lady Di, for having me on the call today to be able to talk to your audience. I greatly appreciate the time. I guess to get started, professionally, I'm a business consultant based out of Georgia. I've been living in the Atlanta area for about 8 years now, and currently, as you know, working full time as well as pursuing a master's degree in organizational leadership. So time has been very busy. However, it's just been really a great opportunity to be able to participate in the pageant this year. So that's a little bit about me.
Now, what interested you about competing, Christy? It's always a question of mine when girls decide to sign up to compete either at their state pageant or compete at the national competition because they don't have a state director in their state. What has intrigued you to compete in pageants?
Sure. I think it's one of those things where as a young girl growing up, I've always had a childhood dream of participating in beauty pageants, but it's one of those things I'd call a dream deferred. You always think about it, but it's something that, well, you know, I'll kind of get to it, or I'm not really sure that I fit, you know, what the paradigm of what, you know, kind of the what everyone would deem, you know, what a beauty queen is, you know, the kind of 6 foot tall supermodel type. And so, you know, just sort of a couple of, you know, things in that area. And I think as I grew and mature and really got a chance to, get within terms of, having the opportunity to really gain a lot of confidence in life experiences, being able to have, had a lot of success in other areas of my life, a couple of things have happened in the past where I thought, well, you know, this is one of those areas that it's always intrigued me, and one of the goals of a beauty a beauty competition is really to bring out the best of someone. It's kind of that inclusive package of bringing out their character as well as really having them to really present themselves as the best they could be. And I thought that this would be a great time in my life to really kind of go down that path and really kind of fine-tune the edge there in terms of different accomplishments in my life. So, again, a childhood dream that was deferred that I've finally decided to take seriously and really move forward with.
You know, looking over your resume today, you're a very accomplished young woman. I mean, basically, you're almost into, you know, high-profile type jobs that you've had, you know. What are you actually doing right now as far as the job situation goes?
Okay. Right now I actually work on various different consulting contracts here in the Atlanta area. As well as I've actually started a new venture. I've recently opened up a beauty salon locally in the Metro Atlanta area. So, between kind of juggling, still my consulting profession and taking on this new entrepreneurial role, it's been quite busy. My story is a little different in the fact that, I really kind of started life at the age of 16, and really have been working full time, going to school full time. So, although, kind of younger in age, but, I've had, many, many years of experience. So it's been one of those things, as I've mentioned, that, this is just a great opportunity, and a time in my life to take on, something as redefining as a beauty pageant.
Well, when we talk about beauty pageants, they're so stereotyped because everybody does think you have to be that 6-foot Barbie doll, 6 foot tall, 110. But they don't realize the accomplishments of the many women out there that are doing great things in the pageant industry. For example, we are celebrating the success of the modern woman this year, and your success story is coming into the home office. Has been astounding. I mean, the women competing this year are excelling in their field. I mean, they're in domestic violence chapters. They're into, helping cancer organizations. And, I mean, just amazing things these women are doing. It's going to be hard to pick one outstanding woman. And our organization itself is looking for the outstanding woman versus the beauty queen. So I think it's going to be a well-rounded thing, and I really believe that the camaraderie between all the women are going to be, is going to be very well. And for Michelle, now Michelle Winslow, it's her daughter. Actually, I pageant coached with her daughter, Amanda, who's a beautiful young woman, has been around in pageantry for 8 years, more on the children's side of the pageantry, but still, she's been there, and she actually was one of the judges at the national pageant that we had this past year, so she's been behind the scenes and in the judging field and, around. Michelle, I know that you've been wanting to come on a show to discuss pageantry. How could, Christy was talking about the beauty queen. How can we just get rid of that stereotypic word, beauty queen?
Gosh, I don't know if we can because of the fact that the pageantries have been out there for such a long time, and with them being labeled, the pageant queen. I mean, even at the younger levels, they go, oh, there's the queen. I guess it's a normal phrase that's just going to come out and be connected with pageants. I don't think we can ever get away from it.
Yeah, we're not trying to invent the wheel, but we are going to try to bring out the very best in our ladies. And we're going to showcase the very best in our ladies, the successes in their life, what they've done, their accomplishments. For example, the skills and awards that Christy has won is, phenomenal. She's got over 10, 12 different awards that she's won. That's what we're going to try to focus in on is Christy's, accomplishments. Not if she's 6 foot tall, blonde, blue-eyed, and looking really good, or brunette and dark, and not nice and tanned. And, we're going to look at who she really is. Do you think that we're going to be able to accomplish this year, Michelle?
Oh, I definitely think you're going to be able to accomplish that. You have quite a range of young ladies, not only in the Miss division, but in your Misses division. And, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm glad I'm not a judge this year. I've been looking over the contestants and reading up a little bit on their bios, and it's going to be tough. I really feel for the people that are going to be judging. They're going to have a very tough time choosing one fabulous lady or miss out of those two groups because it looks like you have a whole handful of wonderful people that are accomplishing things in their life that have meaning. And they're going to get their word out, and hopefully the pageant will be able to help them.
Christy, this is one year that I just don't want to crown one Miss and one Mrs. Because it's impossible to do that. Because the field is so well-rounded and so accomplished. How do you, as a judge, pick out that one girl?
Well, that's I said, not a judge. It's not going to be easy. It really isn't.
No, but Christy, what do you think? What is your opinion on that?
Well, you know, as a contestant, I think I feel blessed for two things. One is, you know, look at the time that we're living in and the fact that women have the opportunities that they have today. You know, when you think about hundreds of years ago, those opportunities weren't necessarily there. And I think what we're starting to see is that a lot of women are evolving and realizing that, you know, yes, they can pursue their dreams. Yes, they can, you know, really go after what it is that they really want to do. And so, you know, that's one kind of spectrum of it. Another spectrum is, for me, you know, as a contestant coming into other accomplished ladies, is that, you know, I'll be able to connect with some other, like, females that are also out there really out making a difference in their society, really out there as positive role models. Because I think, you know, yes, there may be stereotypes about one or two beauty queens, and I think that is, you know, I think that's actually more it's not as prevalent, because it's usually like one when you think of the hundreds of beauty queens that are crowned every year, you know, over
right.
the course of how many years. You always hear about that one or two that makes the news and kind of is the bad apple of the bunch. But when you think of the amount of, you know, beauty queens or former beauty queens or contestants, these are movers and shakers out there, you know, in their respective fields. They're moms. They're phenomenal women, and I'm just proud to, one, be a part of that group, and to have that, and two, to just be living in this day and time to be able to take advantage of those. So I mean, I can see, you know, what you're saying. I don't know if it's necessarily a dilemma, but I think it's going to be a great experience all around for everyone.
Oh, you've said it. You've said it right. I mean, she's targeted correctly. I mean, she did it right, Michelle. I mean, she's got a great attitude, and she's right. She's going to be around other accomplished women she's going to feel very comfortable around, because she's highly accomplished herself. But it's just amazing to me. I just feel like changing the title, Michelle, from U.S. Beauties to Accomplished Woman, because I'm just in awe about the entries that are coming in. Now, you've been in pageantry for quite a while. You know, the children's systems and teen systems are a lot different than the adult system, so you've got to experience both of them, both sides of it. What is your synopsis on, you know, the two sides, the children and teens versus the adult pageants?
Well, to be honest with you, the adults are more prepared for the letdown. So they kind of know what they're getting into the minute they sign up. And they're prepared for the ups and the downs that are going to come with it, because, let's face it, it's a weekend where you are running nonstop from here to there to there to here to there. Make sure you're at this place, be there 15 minutes before time, otherwise you're considered late. I mean, it's stressful. And I think that the young women that are 19, 20, and the misses that are much older than that, they're definitely more prepared. The younger kids, it's really difficult. They have a hard time understanding why they weren't chosen. They don't understand, you know, wasn't their dress pretty enough? I mean, they have a lot of things that run through their head the minute that they're not the queen or they're not been crowned, because they think, oh my God, what did I do wrong? You know, I thought as a young kid at 11, 12, 13, they all think that they're winners. And it is so difficult. My daughter's been doing a particular pageant system for 6 years. She's never won. She's never placed. She hasn't even been top 15 ever, but she continues to do it, because the last time that we did the pageant, and it just rolled through here at the end of August, she didn't win, of course. One of the things that she said that really made me think that, man, you know what? The pageant system has made her grow as an individual, because she started to cry, and she goes, Mom, I'm not crying because I didn't win. I'm crying because it's just so amazing how much I have learned and how far I have come with myself. since I've been doing these pageants. She's like, Mom, you know, I know I'm getting better and better every time. You know, and even this last time, it was amazing. I had people coming up to me, telling me what a great job my daughter's doing. They're like, oh, she's so beautiful. This one woman, Amanda's looking at her and didn't recognize her. And I actually believe she's a staff member. And she says, oh, sweetheart, you are so beautiful. She says, I've watched you grow up. She goes, you have? She goes, yes, I have every year with this pageant. And, you know, Amanda was kind of shocked because she's like, oh, my God, somebody actually remembers me year after year after year. So I must be doing something right if people are noticing, you know. And I just think that it built up her confidence, and each year she got better and stronger to where now when it's time to go out to look for a job, I truly believe she won't have any problems in an interview. I think she's been so well polished from the pageant system, she'll be able to walk in there with her head up high and know exactly what's expected of her if she wants that position. And if she can go out there and grab it and get it, then the pageant taught her something.
Okay, so we want to take something positive out of pageantry, okay? Unfortunately, some girls don't look at it that way. You know, the word, you know, defeat comes into mind, and they can't handle the fear of rejection. So as a pageant director, Christy, what advice would you give to me to keep up the morale of the contestants from now until National Pageant Weekend?
Well, in terms of advice, you know, I would definitely say that, you know, and this may be a cliche, but I really feel that anyone, regardless if you're a young child or if you're an older Mrs. contestant, I think anyone that decides to commit, you know, a year's time to prepare for, you know, a contest such as this, to put in the time and the mental discipline and effort in order to participate, I think that makes them a winner automatically. You know, as the old, you know, I think, you know, George Carlin put it, you know, 90% of success is just showing up. So the fact that these women showed up right there says that they're winners. And to me, I think the winner is really not about, you know, sometimes it's not about that exactly that title, but it's really about being a winner within yourself. You know, regardless of, you know, everyone comes to pageants for different reasons, have different, you know, kind of motivational factors involved. However, it's the fact that it's about that journey and going through that experience and really having fun. Because I think sometimes when you have fun, the best comes out, you know, the best of your personality shines if you're doing it, you know, genuinely, you know, just to be out there, and you know you're amongst winners already. So I think, you know, as a director, that's kind of the approach to me. Anyone that goes through this with the discipline is definitely a winner in my book.
Well, you definitely are a very articulate and intelligent woman, and that comes across very well in this interview. And we're going to be right back after commercial to speak with more about pageantry with Christy, Miss Georgia U.S. Beauties, and my very good friend Michelle Winslow. We'll be back after this commercial.
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you have come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. We are looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
We are back with Miss Georgia U.S. Beauty State Queen, Christy, and our very good friend, our pageant friend, Michelle Winslow, who's also going to be the head chaperone of the contestants. That's quite a job for you, huh? Are you looking forward to that?
I am so excited about that. I have many ideas, and trying to keep these ladies organized and on schedule will be a task that I'm looking forward to trying to work with.
Well, we have some wonderful assistants. Of course, you met Tiffany in National Pageant. She's been with me since day one. She'll be there as your assistant, and we'll have other assistants for you as well to be able to help you. A lot of the national queens in the past are coming to this national pageant, so they'll be there to help you too. So it's really fun backstage. You get to see all the camaraderie in the dressing room, everybody running around to and fro trying to get themselves ready for the competition. It's very, very fast-paced. And, Christy, what is the best part of this competition that you're looking forward to participating in?
I would say the best part would really have to be the evening wear. I know that, you know, there's all the other different parts, you know, there's different opportunities and different, ways you can kind of, you know, present yourself and be able to talk through and meet other young ladies. However, I think to me, you know, for me, I'm really looking forward to the evening gown. You don't get a chance every day to get dressed up and feel like a million bucks. And talk to me, I know, I would really be looking forward to that. That's my favorite.
Now, if we have some women, Christy, who are interested in competing in a pageant competition, but they've heard negativity from the media, they don't think they're pretty enough, they're tall enough, they're this, they're that, okay? What can we do to let them know that, you know what, this is something you want to do? Try to go after your goal. What would you tell these women to try to convince them?
I would have to tell them honestly to really negate some of the stereotypes that you may hear. The only way to curtail that is, you know, have them go through a trial of going through a pageant. I've heard, you know, and we all have heard, you know, different negativities, but that was not enough. Hearing the criticism wasn't enough to stop me from exploring that path. If I felt that was something that I've, you know, always wanted to do, and there was always just a kind of a mystique about it that for me, and I said, you know what, the best way to really, you know, to kind of understand it is to just go through it. Well, you know, even if it's just one circuit and you go through that 1 year, that in itself, it will really kind of take a lot. It will put a lot of things in perspective because there's a lot of work that goes into preparing. There's a lot of effort. It's not just something that it's not easy. You know, even, you know, if for example, I've been doing, you know, some pageant practicing. And it's not easy, you know, as people may think, or may see based on what they, you know, their stereotypes. And I think that's with anything in life. Anything that there's kind of a glamour or a mystique to it, there's always going to be kind of a sense of criticism. And I think sometimes that criticism really it stems from fear of the unknown. So it would really, you know, tell them, you know, to just try a pageant and then come back and talk to them. And I'm sure going through that journey at least one time, they will change their minds completely.
Well, go ahead, Michelle.
No, go ahead. Well, I would say follow your heart. I mean, if you're the type of person that you really want to, you know, throw yourself in and try something like this, follow your heart. If your heart says, go ahead, give it a shot, then go ahead and give it a shot. I think that's one of the reasons why my daughter's continued to do the pageant system she's done, because she's always followed her heart and felt like, well, better luck next year. I want to keep trying. Can I do this again? I know, you know, Dad doesn't always think it's a great thing to do, but, you know, I'm learning so much, and I am growing from this. And so I think if you follow your heart and your heart says, you know, I want to try this, go ahead. I say go ahead and try. Who knows? You may sweep everybody right off. You might sweep those judges right off their feet and end up winning. And then
well,
just
you know,
think of the confidence it would boost you, you know?
You know, if they will, if the negativity would stop, ladies, I tell you, I mean, I think we would have more women want to compete. I have to tell you that I started out later. I didn't, you know, I was in my 20s married when somebody approached me, and a few people approached me and said, you should be in a beauty pageant because you are so pretty. And I'm married. And they go, well, there is married pageants now. You know, and it really intrigued me. I'm thinking, wow, you know, I didn't have a chance to be in the Miss America pageant, but I never cared for pageants when I was a teenager. So it's amazing that I'm in this business now because I really did not like them as a young girl. But I thought, you know, I'd give it a try. And I was like, up against 80 women. And I said to myself, oh, my goodness, these women are seasoned veterans. I'm coming in like a baby, you know, just with a bottle. And I said, you know, I'm just going to go out there and have fun. When they picked me for the top 10, it just blew my mind because I was competing against women that were doing this for a while. And then when they picked me for the top 5, I almost passed out. But I have to tell you, it opened many doors for me. Many doors, because I've allowed it to. I've taken a positive, and I went to college for fashion merchandising. I became a freelance fashion designer. I became a fashion show producer and choreographer and a special events choreographer. I hosted my own fashion show on the cable network and then hosted my own talk show. Had it not been for pageantry, my life would have been in a different direction. Had those three girls never came up to me and said this, U.S. Beauties would have never been born. I would have never met Michelle, who's a wonderful friend of mine. I would have never met Miss George, U.S. Beauties Christie. I mean, it never would have happened. So that experience of competing has brought me to this level, and I allowed myself to take the positive experiences and turn it into a career for myself. So it's very possible that this can happen in anybody's life. If it happened in mine, it can happen in anybody's life. What do you think of that, Michelle? Do you think that's true?
Oh, I believe it. I believe that you have to just go out there and put yourself on the limb. I mean, my daughter did it, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think that she really did a wonderful job. But I think what might have happened is because there were just so many young girls in her group that I think she got overlooked because it was overwhelming. If a judge, because a true judge really should be somebody who's got a lot of time, a lot of patience, and has a lot of stamina. Because if you have 120 girls in a group, and you have to listen to all 120 girls introduce themselves and give a little bit about themselves before you actually get to have a minute or two interview with that girl later, you know, that evening or that morning, depending upon when it's scheduled, okay? It's like, I don't even know how to even describe it for them. It's definitely different. The judge sometimes doesn't have that stamina that they need. And we'll just make it a nice round number. We'll say there's 100 girls. Well, they may look at those first 50 and view them differently than the second 50, okay? And that's only solely because, well, maybe they're tired, they're bored, they're just thinking about getting back to their room and turning in for the night because it's been a long day. And I think what might have happened with my daughter is because her number was so far down, you know, she was like 107 out of 120 girls. And I think what happened is she simply got lost in the shuffle, even though she did such a phenomenal job holding herself up, knowing how to speak properly, knowing how to even hold the microphone, showing that you're not afraid or embarrassed to introduce yourself or even say anything about yourself, where some of the girls, I mean, you can definitely tell, and Diane can tell you this, you can tell a girl who's never done a pageant to a seasoned veteran. It's so easy to pick them out and go, oh, that girl, that poor thing, she has no experience. Look how she's holding her hand. She looks scared. She looks like a deer in the headlights. Then the next girl comes up, and she's smiling. She's got that head moving back and forth. She's working out every one of those judges, making that eye contact. Her hand is down by her side. She looks confident in herself and what she's saying. And, wow, all of a sudden, which girl is going to fade out is going to be the poor girl who's, you know, never done this and doesn't have that confidence. And, of course, the young girl who's a veteran who's done it for a while is definitely going to stick out a little bit more because she has that confidence. And that comes with continuing to do the pageants. I know a lot of these fathers are like, oh, it's such a waste of money. Why are you putting the kid through that? Why are you making her do this? Does she want to do it? I mean, and those are good questions. I mean, I would never, as a parent, I'll be honest with you, I would never force my daughter to do something that she absolutely, positively did not want to do. When these things first started coming in the mail, she was old enough to open her own mail. So I said, well, here, you got this. And she's like, oh, pageant? Mom, I've never done one. And she was like 11. And I said, well, it's totally up to you. If this is something you want to go and try out, I encourage you to, because I think that any child interested in whatever, that they should have that opportunity to at least try it and see if it's something they enjoy that you want to pursue, or maybe it's something they don't enjoy and you'd never pursue it again. In my case, my daughter absolutely loved it. She really wants to be queen. She keeps doing this particular pageant system year after year, getting better and sharper with all her skills. And I've noticed it. I've watched her. It's no different than the woman who approached my daughter and said, oh, Amanda, I've watched you grow up. She goes, and you are turning into such a beautiful young lady. And my daughter's like, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, but she's standing there smiling and going, gee, thank you. And I'm like, well, honey, this is people that have seen you year after year with the pageant, you know. They've watched you grow up, in a sense, which they have. Most of the staff members are people that have been with the system for 5, 6, 7 years, and they'll continue to be with the system. It's one that's growing, that's getting larger and larger every year nationwide. Maybe not so much in certain groups. Like I've noticed when my daughter's a junior teen, and that group gets very large. I don't know if it's because the range is 14, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 14 or 15 to 16, 17, something like that. Then when you get older, you go into the teen division, and I noticed the group drops down tremendously. Like all of a sudden, a group of 120 only becomes a group of 70. And I don't know if that's because at that particular level, girls don't have that urge anymore for the crown, you know, because the little ones, you can sort of kind of understand, you know, all they think about is that pretty sparkly thing that could be on their head, you know. And when by the time they hit the teen level, I don't know if they've sort of lost some of that because there just doesn't seem to be a big group that goes out for that particular division. So I often
when you speak of groups of girls, Michelle, when you speak about quite a bit of girls competing, I will cut off at 50. That's our max. I mean, because I need to focus in on our girls that are competing there. If I have huge numbers, I'm not going to be able to focus in on the girls that have taken their time, you know, to come compete at the pageant and to meet us, because they do. They want to meet us because they correspond with us via phone or emails, and then they want to come along and meet us. So for the contestants, we've put together contestant consultants, Christopher Christie. I don't know if you've been in touch with them yet. They're going to help our contestants prepare for the national pageant in July. And I think it's very important that we have them for them because they're able to focus in on helping these girls get ready for nationals. Do you think having the consultants is going to be effective for you, Christy?
Absolutely. As a consultant myself, definitely.
There you go. So she knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know, because I don't know, we get new girls, Michelle and Christy, who've decided to compete, and then we get seasoned veterans. Girls have been doing this for a while. And the girls that are new, they're not sure what to do, you know, and they really need some advice and consideration and direction. So having consultants, I found, and the women we have are so qualified and they're wonderful. And, you know, we found that having them has really boosted the self-confidence of our contestants, which they need good self-esteem to compete, don't you think, Christy?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, with a pageant competition, you have to have a lot of stamina. So make sure there's a lot of power bars hanging around your room. Because we are going from morning to night, ladies. I want you both to know. Get a good night's sleep.
I'm prepared because I am used to going morning and night with the young pageant system that my daughter's been into. And I know just what it's like to be lucky just to get that few seconds alone in the bathroom that you might need, because the schedule is going to be boom, boom, boom. But consultants are everything.
I don't think a pageant should run
without having consultants. They are such a key. I got the pageant consultant for my daughter, and it really helped her. It taught her how to carry herself a little bit better on stage, taught her how to project certain things when she was introducing herself, that, you know, she should emphasize more on this and these key things, you know, and the rest of it should flow very nicely. And somebody who can do hair and makeup. Let me tell you, the difference from last year to this year with my daughter's skin color, the hair, the clothes that she wore, just brought out all her features. And that's something judges are looking for. They're looking for that versatile young girl, the one who can come out and go, wow, she looked great in that interview outfit. Her hair was perfect. Her eyes sparkled. She's the type of girl, I can't wait to have that one-on-one interview with her. I can't wait to see what else is she going to tell me. Because she's bubbly, she's got this bright, shiny smile on her face, and she's somebody I want to know. You know, so it's a lot of key things to doing
there,
really.
It is. There's a lot of things involved when you compete in pageants, because as a pageant coach, I will go over A to Z, and when I'm done with the 12 hours of coaching, people cannot believe how much is involved with this, you know, when we're done. Christy, this year in July, we decided to take your success story and have you tell it to the judges, okay? And have you speak for about a minute and tell the judges about your success. And the judges are going to come back and they're going to ask you questions about your success story. Do you like that idea that we decided to do that?
I think so, definitely.
Do you think it's going to play a key role in the interview process?
I think it will definitely bring, you know, each contestant's life story. It would really bring it to light, because I know that it's, you know, it's easy to read, you know, read about it. But when the person that, you know, that's actually gone through that life experience, you know, has an opportunity to really share that, you know, as personal as it is and as individualistic as it is, there's another level of dimension and authenticity that comes with that presentation. So I think absolutely, you know, to have that opportunity with the judges would definitely be memorable. And you know, to your point, it may make the decision even harder. But, I'd be thrilled for that.
You know, because I was, you know, when we were tossing it around, I'm thinking, you know, how can we as judges judge each girl on their high achievements and their successes, you know? So I believe that the judges are basing on, you know, articulation, you know, the eye contact, the honesty of what they're saying. I think the judges are going to be a little bit more, you know, looking into that, because it's going to be hard to take that one success story and put it above the other. It really is. I mean, Michelle, I don't know if you've got to read these success stories of these women. You know,
they're amazing.
Including Christy here. I mean, when she gets hers up, wait, I read her resume, I almost fell off the chair. I mean, you know, so
they're
accomplishments.
They are amazing.
They're amazing. They're amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what is nice about that. The young girls are going to get to be able to speak about themselves and their accomplishments to the judges, whether it's a whole group, you know, whether she's on stage and all the judges are hearing her, and then you go to the next contestant, however you're doing it. What the key to that is that at least they're going to hear what you had to say, because a lot of judges, and I found that out this year with my daughter, a lot of judges just barely skim over that resume, you know, and they don't put a whole lot of it in the context. In fact, my daughter said not one judge asked her any question about anything that was on her resume. They asked her things like off the wall. Like one year, one judge asked her if she knew a joke, and unfortunately, she didn't. So she just said, you know, well, I don't know any jokes. I'm not really a jokey kind of person. I'm more kind of a serious person. So I don't know how the judge reacted to her answer. He might have taken it as, wow, she's really some boring girl who doesn't know how to loosen up and be fun. We're looking for that well-rounded girl who can loosen up and be fun, be serious, be sincere, be yourself, I guess is the key. And so I think that's going to be great, because if the judges don't read it, they're going to hear it. And I think they should hear each young girl's accomplishments, because they're also wonderful. One of these ladies went out and they did something fantastic that they feel really good about, and they should be able to speak about it and let people know what they're doing, what their accomplishments are, what they want to do for the future. There's a lot of great ideas out there.
There is. And you know, Michelle, I want to ask Christy, how is your family support through this? Because I'm often curious as to how the family support is for our contestants who are competing.
Well, I know I think my family went through a couple of stages. So I come from just to kind of give you a background, I come from a large family. I have eight brothers, yes, eight brothers.
Oh, always wanted brother. Oh,
yeah. So I'm actually
I'm the eldest of eight
boys, and I have a sister, my baby sister, she's the baby and she's the youngest. So, you know, oldest girl, youngest girl. So when I told my family, I think it was kind of like, I think it was an initial shock because, you know, not from the sense that I could not do it, but it was just, I've always been the brainiac of the family. And, things that had to do with, kind of focusing on the brains and that outward beauty is just something that they never really heard me speak about. Which is really interesting because, you know, I was a cheerleader. I was your typical cheerleader through, all through high school. In college, I was a sorority girl. So, I mean, I've been in other types of, female only type of activities, but for some reason they just never connected the two. So I think there was initial shock, but then it was, you know, a lot of people that, you know, it kind of went from shock to, you know, you would be a perfect candidate. You know, you're very, you know, in terms of my attitude, I'm 24/7 positivity all day. I'm one of those people that, you know, I always see the glasses half full. That's just my personality. And, I can talk to anybody about any topic, you know, at any given moment. So, you know, after, I think it was just an initial shock, but I think they were like, yeah, they're like, you would do, you know, great. You know, let us know, you know, what can we do to help you? And it's been funny because, you know, my sister, she's really got involved in really doing a lot of research and helping me, with practicing on poses and helping me, you know, kind of figure out, you know, the what my outfit, itinerary, you know, all those great things. So it's funny. It was kind of like an initial shock, and then everyone's like, "Yeah, you're gonna do great." So, you know, I'm very thankful to have that support, and it's made a big difference, because I think if they laughed or if they just didn't take it seriously, I don't know if I would, you know, if I'd still feel the same excitement as I do right now.
So when you have your crowning ceremony that's coming up, I'm going to assume that they're all going to be there cheering you on.
Actually, there are a lot. There, scattered throughout the states. I know my my sister and probably a couple of my brothers will be there, hopefully. But yeah, it's kind of hard. There's a lot of us, but it's also very hard to get everyone together sometimes.
It is. You know what it is, and we found that with most of our girls. It's hard to get family and friends together. You know, when we started it, we thought, okay, this will be great. We want our girls who didn't have a state pageant feel very important, and so we wanted to honor them with a crowning ceremony. So, but we're finding out that it's hard to get everybody together, and sometimes the queens want to get together, like yourself and Mrs. Georgia, but it's
right.
So far away. And Mrs. Georgia Courtney was supposed to be on the show tonight, but she is pregnant and she is having pains tonight. So we're praying that Courtney will be okay and that we're thinking about you, Courtney. I know you're listening. So, you know, our best wishes to Courtney. But anyway, it's a neat thing when the queens get together. I know the Indiana girls are planning theirs for next month and they're all excited. And Mrs. Indiana said, I don't care if I have to travel 3 hours. I want to see my pageant sisters. And they've developed this friendship, the four of them. So Indiana and Michigan girls are getting together, and they're all making appearances together now. This camaraderie is what pageantry is about, okay? This is my goal as a director, to bring everyone together, to have great friendships, to build on them, and to have a positive experience together. And that is what our goal is, and we're going to be right back with this very interesting discussion tonight with our Miss Georgia U.S. Beauties, Christy, and our very good friend, pageant mom, Michelle Winslow. We'll be back after this commercial.
Have you ever wanted to compete in a pageant system that focuses in on your self-esteem and positive attributes? Have you accomplished something successful in your life and want to tell the world? Then you have come to the right place. The award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant is looking for you. The national pageant will take place next July 2009 in Illinois, where women from all over the United States will vie for the coveted title. For more information, please visit the website at usbeautiespageant.com. The Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant, celebrating the success of the modern woman. We are looking for corporate and business sponsors for the award-winning Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant. Premium sponsor packages are available for those who would like to sponsor a beautiful pageant system that celebrates the success of the modern woman. For more information, please visit the Miss Mrs. U.S. Beauties National Pageant website at www.usbeautiespageant.com.
Back with Miss Georgia U.S. Beauties, Christy, and my pageant friend and pageant mom and head chaperone for July's National Pageant, Michelle Winslow. Now I'm going to go to Christy. Christy, how are you preparing for July's National Pageant?
Oh, how much more time we have here? No.
We have 5 minutes.
Okay, well, again, because I am a consultant by trade and a project manager by trade, so you can imagine the project plan I got going for this. But to make it short, you know, I think I've just incorporated a lot of different different changes. I really kind of took the time to, one, you know, make sure, you know, I understand why I want to do this and really put in that commitment of going through the preparation. And preparation is actually on various different levels. You know, from an outward beauty perspective, of course, I'm in the gym a lot more frequently. I've actually been, looking at trying on, you know, different types of outfits and really, you know, being more in tune with what's going on in current events. Because I am a news junkie. However, you know, with the pageants, you never know what types of questions may anticipate. But it's also, I think, it's also an opportunity to focus on me for a change. I think, you know, a major part of my life I spend serving my clients. I spend serving my family. I spend serving other people. And this is kind of an opportunity for me to take a step back and do things that are ultimately going to benefit me. Which is a little different. So it's been different, and I must say I'm actually having fun actually taking more time to take care of myself to prepare for something that's just going to help better me in the future. So I can show you my project plan at another time, but it's just, it incorporates a lot of different facades. But it's just mostly taking that time out for me and being committed to it.
Well, you know something, and it is. It takes the time and dedication when you decide to compete in a pageant because, like Michelle said, there's so much involved. But it sounds like you've got everything organized and in track as far as what you need to do, so that's good. Michelle, what advice would you give Christy, as she's preparing for a national competition?
I think she's probably well ahead of the game as it is right now. It's about exactly what she's doing. She's checking out different colors and looking at different suits and what's going to show your eyes more and work with your skin tones and looking at different designs and colors. I think the only thing left she'd have to do is put herself together a little manual. It's like a checklist. Do I have everything? Is this in there? Is my resume here? Do I have the numbers of all my friends so I could call them and let them know how I'm doing? And do I have this? And, I got that. And then you pretty much you grab your little binder, knowing full willingly that you have everything you need for that weekend, and you just go out there and you be yourself. I don't think you can do anything different than just being yourself. I think the girl who's the most natural and the one who comes off with the most charisma because she was natural in her own skin, she'll be the girl that'll win, and she'll be very lovely. I'm sure it will be a hard decision. And again, I am grateful I am not a judge this year.
And Christy, in closing, what would you like to tell your pageant sisters who I'm sure is listening to this show tonight?
Well, I know that I definitely look, I so look forward to being able to connect with them, throughout this journey. I think that it's going to be very important, not just to be, to prepare, but also to, connect and know that, there's others out there, kind of going through the same motions. I'm not sure exactly, Diana, how many of the contestants are a newbie. I'm definitely a newbie, so Google has been my friend in terms of what types of things that I need.
The social networking site will help you get used to meeting everybody as well as, we have a private USPD social networking site, which, Michelle, you have to sign up to and get on there. And it'll give you a chance, Christy, to meet with everybody. We have forums and blogs talking about the pageant tips and getting to know your pageant sisters. So I think it'll all work out real well for you.
I definitely look forward to speaking and meeting with everyone, so.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody, our networking site, which is private, just for the USPD's pageant contestants, queens, and staff, is just very, very active. It's very active with all of the girls meeting each other, sending pictures back and forth. It's just amazing what they're doing. So my 3 days of working on this was all worth it. But thank you so much. We'd like to thank Miss Georgia U.S. Beauties, Christy, who will be competing July at the National Pageant in Schaumburg, Illinois, and my good friend Michelle Winslow, who will be the head chaperone at the July National Pageant and is a big fan of the BBS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You. She's actually my junkie girl. So it was great. It was great having you both with us, and I hope you join us again. And thank you for listening to the BBS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You. We appreciate the kind letters that we've been receiving from you, and keep it up. We love to hear from you. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.